The official history of the Macarian Crusade. Macarius was one of the greatest war leaders the Imperium has ever known. A military genius of the highest caliber. A ruthless and ambitious commander whose dreams of conquest reshaped the Imperium at the beginning of the 41st millennium. After millennia of disorder, the Imperium was finally united in more than name. At the conclave of Gathalamor, held in the shadow of Mount Amalath, at the tomb of the Great Confessor, on the Day of Ascension itself, over 800 masters of the Space Marine chapters gathered to re-swear their oaths of loyalty. The old power of the Ecclesiarchy was waning, and with it, the introspective and self-destructive habits of mind that had divided the Imperium over previous centuries. The schism of the apostasy was fading from memory, and few remained to champion a cause that seemed increasingly irrelevant. The hardcore of Bacurian dissenters had fled far and wide into the eastern fringe, away from the Imperium and the persecution of the ecclesiarchal confessors. Mars and the Empire of the Tech Priests, for centuries divided from Earth by religious wars and intolerance on both sides, reforged its old alliance at the Treaty of Cirrus. In the past, the Tech Priests had found good reason to distrust the Adeptus and had wisely remained aloof from the turmoil that had enveloped an unstable Imperium. Yet even the Techno-Magi could see that the Imperium had emerged stronger than ever. From the Forge Worlds poured armaments and ships to equip the Imperial armies and carry them to new worlds. Onto this stage strode Lord Commander Solar Macarius, and behind him marched the greatest armies of conquest the galaxy had ever seen. The growing anarchy of the previous centuries had left many old worlds abandoned by the Imperium. Some had fallen to orcs, others to enemies unknown, whilst hundreds had simply stopped paying tithes and had effectively slipped beyond control of the Adeptus. It was these worlds that had felt the first blow of the new armies of reconstruction. New Imperial Guard armies swept down upon the enemy without warning or mercy. Planets were laid bare, invaders destroyed, and human worlds swiftly brought under the Imperial yoke. Inquisitorial teams which followed in the wake of the conquering forces reported scenes of devastation and suffering worse than that caused by rampaging orcs. Missionaries from the Adeptus Ministerium set about restoring the faith amongst the survivors. But so appalling were the conditions left by the conquering armies that many millions died from hunger and disease. However, it was years before rumours of Macarius's uncompromising campaign reached the Adeptus of Earth. At first, all the Adeptus Terra had were reports of worlds newly liberated and alien hordes defeated, and of ancient human communities rediscovered and brought back into the light of the Emperor. Many fierce battles had been fought, and at each encounter, the new Imperial Guard armies of reconstruction had performed brilliantly. Macarius's strategy of sudden and decisive attack was working better than could have been imagined. 100 worlds fell to him in 1 year, 300 the next, and in the third year of the campaign, nearly 700 planets were taken by the combined forces of the fleets of the Segmentum Solar and the Imperial Guard. It seemed that nothing could stop Macarius. Within 5 years, his armies reached the old borders of the Astronomicon. They found planets which had not seen an Adeptor for over 5,000 years, where tales of the Emperor, of Space Marines, and the dark days of the Horus Heresy were treated as myths. They found worlds where humans had turned to the dark certainties of science and created many new and wondrous machines. There were worlds which welcomed Macarius with open arms, and others which resisted the forces of the Imperium in vain. The Adeptus Mechanicus long lamented the destruction of the Adrentis V, whose hyper-technology kept the Imperium at bay for 2 years before it was destroyed in the conflagration of a redirected comet. Of its secrets, nothing now remains. At the edge of the galaxy, Macarius's army stood undefeated. But the long battles had taken their toll. The troops had suffered years of constant warfare and had travelled so far from home that communication and supply were no longer practical. It was as if they had left human space altogether. So dimly did the Emperor's light shine at the fringes of the Astronomicon. Even the ship's navigators could sense only darkness around them. Macarius pressed forward into the thin halo zone of old stars that surrounded the galaxy. These were ancient worlds where men had never heard of the Emperor. Their ancestors left Earth over 30,000 years ago at the dawn of human history. At this point, Macarius's generals wavered. They pleaded for him to reconsider. His men, tired and aging, hesitated. The halo was dark and forbidding. Navigation was slow without the guiding beacon of the Astronomicon. The astropaths were virtually beyond range of psychic communication. There was a sense of growing unrest among the armies and fleets. Macarius knew that the end was come. The armies had simply run out of energy at the moment of their greatest challenge. To make matters worse, some of the exploratory teams had failed to return from their missions, whilst others reported mysterious phenomena. The troops whispered that the old stars were haunted, that the worlds which orbited them were inhabited by ghosts, and that the halo was not a place for living men. Macarius locked himself in the staterooms of the capital ship and drank himself into a stupor. His generals waited. They had shared in their commander's dreams. For years, his ambition had carried them across the depths of space and to the edge of the galaxy. But now, they would not go on. Could not go on. Drunkenly, Macarius accused his men of betraying him. And now, he brooded in silence over his maps and charts, reports of new civilizations, and tales of greater mysteries that lay amongst the old stars. When he reappeared, it was to order the fleets back into the Imperium. His soldiers cheered their hero. His generals sighed with relief. But Macarius was a broken man. He had dreamed of boundless conquest and had awoken to find human fear and frailty. On the return journey, Macarius died. The apothecaries said it was a fever contracted in the jungle fighting on Juka. Those closer to him said he had died so that he could be with the heroes of old, who never balked at danger or shunned the unknown. His troops wept openly at the news of their leader's death, for though they had refused to follow him into the void, they revered him almost as a god. Macarius's body was carried in stasis to the supply base he had created at the launch of the campaign decades before. Over the interim, the world had grown into a busy port, through which poured Adepta, ministers of the Imperial cult, tech priests and many others, all journeying to the new worlds that Macarius had unveiled. The base had been named Macaria by the captains of the fleet. Now, Lord Solar's body returned to Macaria and was interred in a great sepulchre that had been prepared for it. At his funeral march, 1 million men filed past his tomb, and 100 generals laid their swords upon his sarcophagus. It is said that the whole Imperium wept for the fallen commander, though it is doubtful if the population of some of the worlds he conquered ever felt so kindly towards him. In truth, he was a brutal conqueror and a ruthless soldier, though he was often generous towards his troops and even to conquered worlds whose defenders had impressed him in some way or other. He was certainly a charismatic man, and one for whom others proved willing to lay down their lives. No one has ever led the Imperial Guard to more victories or greater conquests, nor won so many worlds for the Imperium, nor taken armies beyond the edge of the galaxy and the light of the Astronomicon. After his death, Macarius's old generals could not hold his conquest together. Their own rivalry erupted into civil war, and the conquered territories found themselves divided into warring military empires led by Imperial Guard generals. Some of the newly assimilated worlds took the opportunity to secede from the Imperium altogether, believing that with the death of Macarius, the Imperium's power had been broken. The Macarian heresy, as this period of struggle is called, was finally ended by a crusade in which almost 100 Space Marine chapters took part. It lasted for nearly 70 years after Macarius' death, a testament to the astonishing speed and wide extent of the Lord Commander Solar's conquests. Though many of Macarius' most distant conquests were lost to the Imperium forever, the majority were pacified successfully. Today, these worlds form a substantial and prosperous part of the Imperium. Thanks for watching, everybody. This was just a little short story thing that's in one of the old Imperial Guard codexes, which I've remembered, and it's basically just ripping off Alexander the Great, but it's still quality. If you wouldn't mind giving this video a like, and subscribe if you're not subscribed, and share if you want to share. Otherwise, I'll be back again with more soon. Thanks for watching. Cheers.